Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, October 10th, 2024. 10-10-2024. Oh, what does that mean, 10-10? Anyway, on to the markets. Well, it's kind of flat today. And oil prices went up because more fear about the ramping up of the Israel war and more talks about attacking Iran. And as we've been saying now, since one of our top trends for 2023, long forgotten, which the mainstream media will never talk about, is our trend forecast that 2023 was the beginning of a Middle East meltdown. And now it's melting down big time. The Israel ramping up the war against Lebanon, bombs away over Syria, and more talk from the United States and Israel about attacking Iran. So oil prices went up. And gold, that's around 6,000, what is it? $629 an ounce. Again, almost up $600 from when we made our top trend forecast, a golden year for gold. And crypto's hanging around that 60,000 mark. It's still in strong territory. At this point, we still see a stronger upside than a downside. And yeah, I got to tell you, the downside of gold has not been big at all. And usually you have these big fluctuations. It just hasn't happened yet. And so that's very positive for gold. And then they had the inflation numbers came out, and they're saying that it's better than they thought. The consumer price index was up 2.4% last month from 2023 of September. And it's down 0.1% from August. But when you look at the numbers, for example, you know, a lot of what brought it down was oil prices. Oil prices went way down, and now they're going way back up. But, you know, you look at it, example, egg prices rose by more than 8% from August to September, and they're up 40% eggs from September 2023. And you look at, you know, other things like price for motor vehicle insurance increased from August to September only 1.2%. But from last September, it's up 16%. So these inflation numbers are nothing more than government. Yeah, it's not reality. Prices have gone up, and now they're saying they're not going up as fast. But look what they are. You know, the again, you look at automobiles. You know, the prices of them have gone up, but they've gone up a little bit. Gasoline prices declined. Where did I have the automobile? Inflation has pulled back significantly from the pandemic era peak of 9.1%. Yeah, but it went up and things aren't going down. And it's all there for everybody to see. So that's it. I mean, yeah, inflation numbers are down, but prices are still way up. Like the average price of a car now is almost $50,000. And you're looking at your median household income, and that's like more than two people working, two or more people working. It's only about $75,000. So yeah, the prices aren't going up as fast as they were back when they pumped all that cheap money to fight the COVID war, but prices haven't gone down in reality. Chinese stocks plunge on stimulus doubts. Again, we have a whole section in your Trends Journal, spotlight on China, what this means. You're looking at China's housing market. It's oversupplied by 60 million units, according to Bloomberg Economic Estimates. 60 million extra units. Again, with all booms, there's a bust. And China's boom began when they got into the World Trade Organization, brought to you by Slick Willie Clinton. That was one of my t-shirts back in 1992. And with all booms, the house, everything boomed because of all the companies leaving America going over there to get cheap labor to get stuff made. So it all booms, there's a bust, but they made a bad situation very worse with 3 years of zero COVID policy. So the markets are just artificially propped up, and the economic growth is going to be, you know, not what it was. And it's going to hurt a lot of the luxury product markets. That's big. And also the exports from Europe going into China. And that's going to get worse because they're ramping up the trade war. They're putting all these, greed, disagree, like it, don't like it. That's not what we do. We say what is. And as for the trade war, then putting all these trade sanctions on China, China's retaliating. China steps up trade war with EU by imposing brandy tariffs. China will impose provisional anti-dumping measures on EU brandy imports, escalating the trade war. Again, this is just the beginning. Again, payback's a bitch. So the markets are artificially propped up. Things are going to get worse because Germany revises economic forecast, predicts recession in 2024. No shit. How long have we been writing about this in the magazine? And what's so important is Germany is the largest economy in Europe and the third largest in the world. And talking about what's going on in China, they used to export a lot of products, particularly automobiles, before the EV craze began in China. And a load of luxury items, which are way down in sales because the Chinese people have gone broke because of 3 years of zero COVID policy that destroyed the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of millions. So what does it mean? In the United States, credit card balances have become costlier. The average credit card interest rate is 21.5% in May. Isn't that nice? Hey, the mafia, they're terrible. Hey, the mafia, you don't want the mafia. Oh, the mafia, you mean the banksters? 22% almost average, they go up to way higher. It's a crime syndicate. And what did they get? The average balance that people carry was around $6,300 in the second quarter, up 31% from the same period in 2021. Isn't that nice? Yep. The mobster gang. Oh, you see that TD Bank? They got fined $3 billion or something for letting drug money go through. But nobody goes to jail. But you go to jail if you go 5 miles over the speed limit and they pull you over. Yeah, we're drunk driving. You're 0.1 over there. But hey, Jamie Dimon, 5 J.P. Morgan Chase, 5 felonies. They don't go to jail. The TD Bank scam, they don't go to jail. It's a crime syndicate running the country. And the banksters are the biggest members of the crime syndicate. U.S. budget deficit rises to highest level to $1.8 trillion. It's nearly $36 trillion now. Yep. The Commerce for a Responsible Federal Budget, a nonpartisan group that seeks lower deficits, reported last week that Trump's plans could cost as much as $15 trillion in a decade and Harris's economic plans as much as $8 trillion. We got stupid political pieces of shit running the fucking country. Look at a $36 trillion debt, another $9 trillion going to Israel to keep their genocide going, another $9 trillion to Ukraine to keep their genocide going as the country's rotting in front of our eyes and then printing up all this fake money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. Oh, I was talking about Volkswagen. Volkswagen's troubles reflect wider issue in German economy. Yeah, no kidding. Again, we've been writing about this over and over and over again. U.S. job claims hit 258,000, the most in a year. Again, the jobs that are being created are low-paying jobs. Go to Walmart. I was there like 4 times. I can't stand going to ugly places. Look like factories with shit in them. All of these. These used to be great-looking stores when I was a young guy. But anyway, all the signs out there, help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. And the help now, they can't speak English because they want all these migrants to come in so they could pay cheap labor. Ah, Israel kills 44 more Palestinians in Gaza. Oh, that's fine. Escalates in northern Gaza. They report now over 42,000 Palestinians dead, nearly 100,000 seriously injured, and 11,000 missing. We reiterate our call that you in the Jabalia camp evacuate your homes and shelters immediately, the Israelis said. Isn't that nice? Where is the outrage about what they're doing to Gaza? Bombing it into ruins. All the people, it's like almost 2 million people have nowhere to go. And now, Israel subjects northern Gaza to one of the most violent genocide campaigns, says Euromed. An unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe is imminent. The Israeli occupation regime tightens its siege on Jabalia refugee camp, and Beit Lahia project in northern Gaza for the fourth consecutive day. Euromed Human Rights Monitor warned in a statement, quote, Israel is accelerating the pace of genocide against the Palestinians there by carrying out mass and planned killings, as well as widespread forced displacements. The international community, led by the United Nations, must act swiftly. United Nations, United Nothings, these little fucking scumbags have done nothing. Oh, but the United Nations, hey, we got to get rid of Gaddafi. We got to go, yeah, we'll go kill him. Yeah, we got to bring freedom over there. And then an extremely dangerous development, Israeli troops ordered the complete evacuation of Kamal Adwan Hospital. Yeah, Hamas is hiding in the hospitals. Yeah, that's the bullshit they're using and the same fucking shit they're saying over there in Lebanon. They killed over 30 people in the last 24 hours. Oh, wait, getting Hezbollah. Hezbollah lives in all them houses. Again, we're giving you what nobody very, there's no magazine in the world that's giving you what we're giving. No, the media is dead. Journalism is finished. And again, to subscribe, you go to trendsjournal.com and it's a grand total of $2.56 a week. Here, this is a story in the toilet paper today. Redstone says CBS rebuke of anchor's interview was a mistake. Listen to this language. Shari Redstone, the media mogul whose paramount empire controls CBS News. Wait a minute. Mogul? Oh, she's a mogul. You're just a piece of shit, Salenti. You're only a little guinea. You're a little wop from the Bronx. They're moguls. They're moguls. Empire, Paramount Empire, the gangs, you got it? Control CBS, CBS, crap, bullshit, crap, bullshit. They control CBS. We'll tell you what to say. And it's all the medias like that. They're all owned by the bigs. So don't subscribe to the Trends Journal. Don't get history before it happens. Swallow the prostitute shit. Criticized the network's leadership on Wednesday for its decision to reprimand a star morning show anchor. A star morning? What star? What star? Some arrogant scumbag? Of his on-air interview with the writer Ta-Nehisi Coates. They made a mistake here, Miss Redstone said in an appearance in Midtown Manhattan, adding, I think we all agree that this was not handled correctly. They should not have said it. What he did was terrible. No, he could do anything he wants. The guy's name, Mr. D-O-C-K-O-U-P-I-L. Oh, he's a star. I should know his fucking name. had challenged Mr. Coates' views about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during a tense appearance last week on CBS Morning. At one point, saying that parts of Mr. Coates' new book compare Israel's treatment of Palestine to the Jim Crow law, quote, would not be out of place in the backpack of extremists, he said. So in other words, this book is only for extremists. Yep. She said, Tony did a great job with that interview. Yep. I think he handled himself and showed the world's role model. Very proud of him working. Mr. Doko Yupel's interview with Mr. Coates had quickly proved divisive on social media. The anchor, who is Jewish, of asking biased and hostile questions. The guy was Jewish, and he's attacking this guy. That's the media. It's shit. Israel steps up, I love this word, pursuit of Hezbollah by sending extra units into Lebanon. This is the Financial Times. Israeli military has deployed thousands more troops into Lebanon and signaled expanding ground offenses against Hezbollah as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on the population to rise against the Iranian-backed group. The Iranian-backed group. America, the West, they could back anybody they want, but God forbid Iran back anybody. They got over 20,000 troops now in Lebanon, invaded another country. Warplanes also pummeled targets in Beirut. That's the fucking bullshit, scum pricks. And I can't say the other word, that write this shit. Pummeled targets in Beirut? They're bombing the hell out of people's homes. They got some 2 million people that left. Targets? The Israel strike has killed more than 2,000 people and forced, 1.5 million from their homes. In a defiant address earlier in the day, Hezbollah's deputy chief vowed the militant group, Hezbollah is a militant group because they threw Israel out of Lebanon. So they're militants. Our founding fathers would be militants. I would like to reassure you our capabilities are intact, he said, pointing to the Tehran-backed group's attacks on Israel in recent days. Quote, this is a war of who cries out first and we will not. This is rarely noted, and it's only near the bottom. Qassam said Hezbollah supported diplomatic efforts to broker ceasefire, but throughout the past year, the group has said it would stop fighting Israel only when a ceasefire was reached in Gaza. They're fighting to stop the slaughter of the people in Gaza. That's all. How dare they? Israel has the right to slaughter. Oh, they had to defend themselves. I forgot. They could kill anybody they want. Israel Netanyahu warns Lebanon could face destruction like Gaza. Oh, yeah, we're going to bomb the fucking shit out of it. Just like that, he could say anything he wants, and the scumbag politicians in America support it. Israel, yep, like Gaza. You have an opportunity to save Lebanon before it falls into an abyss for a long war that will lead to destruction and suffering like we see in Gaza. Destruction and suffering. Proud of it, aren't you, Netanyahu? This is disgusting. Where is the outrage of the people? Where is the outrage of the people? Our money going to do this. Again, I launched Occupy Peace. What are you doing? Are you donating to it? Not the billionaires. If the billionaires donated rather than billions of bombs, and they donate to Occupy Peace, we'd have peace. Israel expanded its incursion in Lebanon nearly a year after it began exchanging for blah, blah, blah. The Lebanese group says its strikes are in support of Palestine. Yep. No ceasefire. What else? Israel threatens Iran. The Iranian attack was aggressive but inaccurate. This is Gallant, the defense minister, said yesterday. In contrast, our attack will be deadly. Oh, deadly, isn't that nice? Our attack will be deadly. We'll kill people. Iran didn't kill anybody. Pinpoint accurate, and most importantly, surprising. They do not know what happened or how it happened. They will just see the results. Deadly. Yep. The IDF has vowed a serious and significant response. Israel's prime minister, Zionist warmongering aimed at manipulating U.S. elections. Iran foreign minister spokesman says that Israel has in creating a regional war is aimed at manipulating the upcoming U.S. elections. The occupying regime's haste in dragging the whole region into an ever-expanding war is primarily aimed at marginally manipulating the U.S. upcoming elections. And the U.S. security agencies are falsely accusing Iran of trying to interfere in U.S. internal affairs. What an absurd twist of facts. And Harris says, Iran, you ready? Is the greatest adversary. I think it is one of the an obvious one in mind, which is Iran. The greatest adversary, Harris said, I think there's an obvious one in mind, which is Iran. Iran has American blood on its hands. Oh, they do? You mean America doesn't have Iranian blood on their hands? What was that guy, Trump, that killed that guy, Soleimani? What blood does what did Iran do to America? And what we saw in terms of just this attack on Israel, 200 ballistic missiles. Oh, but Israel could bomb the shit out of tens of thousands of missiles. You could bomb the shit out of Gaza, but 200 missiles going into Iran, my God. I mean, to Israel. Blow Beirut to pieces, that's fine. What we need to do to ensure that Iran never achieves the ability to be a nuclear power, that's one of my highest type priorities. Harris was asked if she would take military action against Iran if she had proof the country had nuclear weapons. And she responded, I'm not going to talk about a hypothetical at this moment. What hypothetical? They're asking you a question. Why don't you say, because I'm a clown. I'm Kamala Hilarious, as my friend Mark Ferraro calls her. Trump said last week Israel should strike Iran nuclear facilities. Harris claimed that the U.S. top adversary goes against the official line of Biden administration that China is the greatest foreign threat. This is what they're writing. And she's saying it's Iran. Harris, anyway. And what else we got here? Trump says he visited Gaza, but there's no record of it. Yeah. Donald Trump suggested in a radio interview on Monday that he had visited war-torn Gaza in the past. When he asked the campaign to clarify it, they said Gaza is in Israel. And that Mr. Trump visited Israel. Gaza is in Israel? Gaza, oh, that's right, I forgot. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, wants to develop that waterfront property. Oh, yeah, we wrote all about that in the Trends Journal. Yep. That's it. There you got it. Wars keep ramping up. Slaughters keep going. No talk about peace. Because as we just saw with CBS, prostitutes, media whores, just sell wars. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to look at the interview I did yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano. That cat's really on top, man. And we're going down fast if we don't change this. Again, watch out for a false flag attack. All they're doing is ramping up war. And that Iranian guy is right. Something's going to happen. In the United States, they were taught to hate Iran. I wrote about it in my book, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends. That's when I became a trend forecaster. When little Jimmy Carter came back from Iran, spending New Year's Eve with the Shah and his wife, and said the Shah was the island of stability in the Middle East. As I said, in the Bronx used to say, bullshit has its own sound. And that's when I became a political atheist. Oh, hey, the Shah wasn't the island of stability. They're gone, man. Threw the Shah out. Anyway, please do what you can. It's up to the people to change it because the scumbags politicians are destroying it. Thanks for tuning in.